Yo, what's up, people? Now, I gotta warn you, man. This show is so pimp, man. Now, I gotta tell all y'all young people to get the hell out of here. This show gonna screw you up. And to all you old naggy people, suck my motherfucking dick and get the hell out of here.
Oh yeah, and welcome back to BDO Radio. And this is your host, Budweiser, and you are listening to show number 2, made on January 18, year 2006. Now, there's one little thing before I start going with what I want to, like, just talk about and shit. I just want to mention a little something before, like a preface or something. I want to mention to all you, well, more recent listeners or new listeners that, well, don't think that because this is called, like, show number 2 that we are, like, doing our second show ever recorded on the playlist and that's it. Like I said in show number 1, this station has changed name a few times and we're basically building a new playlist now. That's what we're doing. So, you're listening to more recent material of our existence. And what I want to do eventually, obviously, I'll have enough new material to fill up a playlist that will basically allow me to just play BDOradio.com shows. Because it's a different name, not that different from the original bong.dhs.org, because it's BDO, right? But it's simpler to remember. It's sort of like sunk into my head after I got the domain name BDOradio.com. I was like, oh, wow, that one just works. That one's just brilliant. Anyways, so, well, BDOradio.com is the place to be now, you know, for people who miss the bong.dhs.org crew. I mean, this is where we are. We're still here. We're still doing shows. I mean, I pity the people who haven't followed us around, who, like, didn't use the mailing list and shit. Anyways, but, or, like, the notifier and shit, you know, that's a tool people should use. Anyways, but, now, there's something that's just really, like, it's almost flowing out of my fucking ears, okay? It's looking for an orifice in my body to come out of, and I've been farting since the beginning of the show, so it gives you an idea. The desire to express myself on this is so strong. And finally, it will find the right orifice, my fucking mouth, and stop coming out of my ass. Now, you know how Canada, and this is probably a very known thing, like you're driving on the highway in the United States, and then you cross the border and you're in Canada and suddenly you need a fucking 4x4 to make it on these fucking roads. These roads are all fucked up. Okay, cool, you know? Now, a lot of long timers at BDO Radio know that I got myself a brand new sports car this summer, a Dodge SRT4, a fucking machine of death. Wow, is that thing strong. And, well, I live in Montreal. Now, I could understand that, yes, some of the roads are a little fucked up, so I have to drive slower and just watch out and so forth. But, well, this year, I'm, like, you know, they call these potholes, the holes that form in the road when you're driving, you know, you can see a sort of hole. That's called the pothole, right? You just gotta, like, slow down a little bit and roll over it. This year in Montreal, they got what they call... Did they say they got, like, a pothole problem? No. What they don't get is... 3 years ago, they had a pothole problem. Now, they have a crater problem. These are not potholes anymore. I have to avoid them by driving around them. They are the size of my car. They're the depth of my... There is a world underneath these things. I mean, they're building ponds. I mean, like, the one I got next to work, me and Tony are gonna stop by it and just fucking bring our fishing rods and get some trout, for fuck's sake. I mean, these are no longer potholes. I mean, whoever calls these things potholes is fucking demented. The fucking mayor's not right in the head, you know? And I know this show's, like, international and everything, and I'm talking to a lot of people from other countries, and I hope that in your country, like, as you listen right now, that there is times where there is snow so it fucks up the roads a little bit, and that you go, but we don't have this problem here. Why is this guy shouting about potholes? No. You don't get it, man. Come to Montreal. You'll see, man. You can actually rent a pothole for about $500 a month here. You can have a nice apartment and everything. Don't mind the water splashing right into there. You're going to be fine. Man, potholes are just like in right now. They're not potholes. They're the fucking craters. They're ponds. They're lakes. And they're like fucking chunks of the road missing. And I even got a flat already this winter rolling over a pothole that looked like a snow patch in the sun to me. So last thing to do in a snow patch is hit the brakes. Because then you spin out even more because you're in the fucking snow. So I told myself, go right over it and hold the steering wheel straight. Pothole. But not pothole, crater, like the size of my car. This was a renovation on the road that was poorly done, and they had failed to refill the hole properly and sort of put something so people would drive around it. So that was just really nasty. Flat tire on my brand new winter tires on the SRT4. These things are not cheap, so I get myself a new tire. It's all good now. The tires were new enough for me not to have to buy two fucking tires, but man, I don't know, one day I'm just gonna stop next to one of these fucking craters and go inside them and see if there's not an alien race living, like, underground of Montreal or something, creating these fucking things, because this is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, I like the idea that, yeah, okay, we're recycling tires to make the road, but does it have to be crap? Does it have to, like, perforate like fucking Swiss cheese so fucking fast? I mean, some of these roads that are now, like, blasted, like if a fucking alien race had tried to invade the street, I've been remade less than, like, 3 years ago, and it's just sad to see. I mean, it's like, what the fuck, you know? It's like almost the really old roads are the ones that hold up now, you know? Anyways, it's a fucking joke. And I haven't seen fucking craters on the highway. Why can't they just do the same thing for the goddamn city? Yeah, local talk right here, but I know that, you know, with the international audience we have, that some people are probably trying to relate our problem to their problem, but I bet $100 they don't have anything as bad as we do in terms of potholes, unless there's like war in your city. If there's a war in your city and it's wintertime, okay, yeah, I can understand you're gonna have holes in the asphalt, okay? Like, and war, I'm talking, there needs to be missiles flying, okay? There's no missiles flying, your problems are probably not as bad as ours are. It's sad, it's ridiculous. It makes Montreal a place where you don't even want to own a car, almost. Fortunately, I have a fun car. So I want to take care of it and so forth, and I don't mind, like, repairing if I do a stupid mistake, like going over that pothole, which I should have seen, but the sunlight fucking fooled me, and, well, that's that, you know? But, at least I have a fun car that I can have fun with in the summer, but, you know, I pity those poor people who fucking damage their cars on fucking huge fucking craters. I mean, oh man, the other day at the light, I saw, like, 3 1-foot-wide craters that were about half a foot deep in the road. And I kid you, I shit you not here. This is absolute truth, okay, what I'm telling to you here. 1 foot wide, 3 of them, half a foot deep. If I just even go into these things at 1 kilometer per hour, I flat a tire. It is inevitable. This shit sucks. What the fuck's wrong with our city? I don't know. Anyways, but, yeah, these craters lead to another world. We have yet to find out this new type of being that probably comes from Mars or something, that are able to dig holes in asphalt in, like, really cold weather. Because they only come out in winter, apparently, you know? Nah, a lot of people say it's the fucking snow machines that just pass by in the street and take off pieces of the asphalt, but why here and why not, like, Why is Ontario doing fine? Why is all these other places doing fine and we're not, you know? We're like a joke of potholes. If you ever come to Canada anywhere, talk to anybody about potholes in Montreal. They probably know about them in Winnipeg, Vancouver, all over the province, Saskatchewan, Ontario, like Toronto and Ottawa. They all know about our pothole woos. But these are no longer potholes. It's just getting worse. That's what's sad about the whole thing, you know? Montreal's a real nice city for people to visit and so forth. But now in the winter, it's become even dangerous if you take a fucking taxi, because he's not going to see the fucking hole the size of his goddamn car, and he's going to accidentally drive into it. So it's not even safe for anyone anymore, for fuck's sake, you know? My city's a fucking death trap. Yeah. Anyways, so I'm gonna wrap up the segment, but first, oh yeah, okay, rare shit, no more sound. Yeah, I said that in show number one. Anyways, I'm gonna wrap up this segment now. I'm gonna play a little skit for you, and then there's gonna be the second special segment. Ooh, what's gonna play there? Well, stay tuned to hear it. Show number two, recorded on January 18, 2006. You're listening to BDORadio.com.
BDORadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Chevy, 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 on sale this week. Only $999.99. That's right, only $999.99. Only $999.99. Chevy, Chevy, Chevy. We repeated the same shit so many times, we're out of time to say the business name and the phone number. The recipe in the following skit is for entertainment purposes only. Although the ingredients may be accurate, the procedures are not, and these could seriously injure you. You're an idiot if you try this at home, so please don't.
Hi there, and welcome to the International Cooking Show. I'm your cook, Gavin Baker.
And I'm your assistant, Todd Rockman.
Well, Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Now, Todd, do you know what we're gonna be cooking today?
Well, I see, like, some powder on the table. Is that, like, black crack?
Well, you're very close. We're gonna be cooking some gunpowder.
Wow.
So we're not actually gonna be cooking anything, but we're gonna be making a mix to result in gunpowder.
But, I mean, what are we gonna be doing with gunpowder, boss? You know, like, what's the use?
Todd, you would not believe how many possibilities there are with gunpowder, with a substance. I mean, there's so many things you can do. You could, for instance, break the ice at parties. You know, you got a party going, you make something explode, everybody's really impressed.
Cool.
You can make fun firecrackers, safe for the whole family, even little children. You can renovate your house, and if you need any demolition, this stuff's gonna come in handy.
I can blow up my kitchen?
Yeah, that's basically right. Then, you can make landmines for undesired things on your land.
Like when my dealer comes and gets the money?
That could be a valid use of gunpowder right there. You can use it as a detonator for a larger bomb of some form. Take, for instance, a nuclear bomb. It needs some gunpowder to set it off. Fuses. You need fuses to make your own bombs because you want to avenge the government, for instance, and blow up some of their buildings. You'll need to make fuses. You can start your own civil war. I mean, if you ever are so pissed off against your own government, you could basically go up against a part of the country with your own weaponry. I mean, the possibilities are endless, Todd.
Man, I'm gonna smoke a rock.
Alright, so I'm going to get started in making this substance.
Whoa.
Now, what you'll need is 3 parts potassium nitrate. Now, you could buy this at your local drugstore, but right now, Todd today bought it from his dealer because his dealer uses this stuff to dilute the cocaine.
Yeah, man, so, the dealer's got a lot of it, man. Here's
I would guess so. Anyways, we got 1 part sulfur. So Todd has been spending the whole afternoon biting the top of matches off and making a pile of sulfur.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just had a rock and all these matches. I think I'm gonna be sick, man.
Well, try not to be sick. I mean, the cleaners are off today.
Yeah,
we also got 1 part charcoal here. All you gotta do is basically put all these things together in a container, mix them, and you'll get the gunpowder. Now, it says in these Chinese instructions to use a batter stick and a wooden bowl, but I'm just gonna put it into a grinder with a metal blade to ensure that it's mixed faster and finer. So, I'm gonna put all this in the grinder, I'm gonna hit the button, and...
And now, a paid presentation by Heavenly Goodness Items, a company that's bound to change names
Hey!
What?
Say something else, they recognize us!
Oh, right. A company that, that believes in the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Welcome to our show. I'm Reverend John Thompson, a man who believes deeply in the Lord and is dedicated to the Christian religion and bettering our people.
Hi, I'm Dr. and Pastor Bill Jones. I'm also a man very dedicated to the great and all-holy Lord, and I dedicate my life to Christianism.
Now, what we are going to talk about today will really bring you closer to the Lord.
Yes, what we're bringing is really a piece of the Lord. Like, what we are selling is what the Lord left behind.
Yes, it's a piece of him that literally fell off and stayed with us.
It's extremely old.
Yes, about 2,006 years. It's very, very old.
This stuff is the Lord.
That's right. He remains with us.
People, we're talking about fecal matter that came from
the Lord.
Jesus Christ himself.
The man born with the soul of
the Lord.
Now, some people would think this product is not real. I mean,
yeah, hey. How could they get so much fecal matter from Jesus?
Well, on the crucifixion site, they found tons of very old feces lying on the ground.
Interesting.
Yes, and researchers found that it all came from Jesus.
Wow!
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, he must have literally shit himself, like with fear being nailed on that cross.
That's the theory. Okay, now we have this nice man from Texas who is called in and he wants to tell people how much he is happy of buying some Jesus feces. Hello, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well now, Ryan, what has made you so happy of buying some of Jesus's droppings?
Well, it's about my dog.
Your dog?
Yeah, my dog. He prays now.
He prays.
What do you mean by this?
He prays to the droppings, man. Since I put them in a glass case, he's been sitting there staring at the droppings and sometimes sniffing at them.
So he is worshipping the matter.
Or praying. I think he's praying.
Wow, that's just wonderful, isn't it?
It sure is. Wow, I'm amazed.
Our product is really helping people out there and their faith in the Lord.
That's right, and we're bringing to you this unique material.
Did you know that this was when Jesus said his last words? This all came out.
What were his last words?
I leave you all with this pile of shit.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah. We have the shit.
Now wait. We might still have listeners speculating about this product.
That is not good. They might not think it's the real thing.
But it is.
Yes, I know.
We have a scientist, specialist in petrified fecal matter here, who's going to explain to you why this is Jesus' droppings. Albert, how are you doing?
Why, I'm doing fine, and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
God bless.
I came in my pants.
Okay, let's stop this.
I'm right here with you.
Okay, so now, Albert, explain this analysis that was done on this matter.
Well, as you can see on this close-up of the shit, we did not clearly droppings contain petrified bread. We know Jesus had bread on last meal. We know also that he drink wine. And on close-up, we see that crap contain purple dye like wine. So person had now wine is petrified, but originally petrified it wasn't. Jesus drank wine and had bread, and this is in the shit, so the shit contained wine and bread. That concludes that it's Jesus.
Wow, I see the details in the chunks here in the microscope. This is miraculous.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Don't get me started. I already need to go change underwear.
I know this already sounds like miracle, but it goes better. You can see if I use here the shit age detector. If I put the shit into the shit age detector, it will detect the age of the shit. I press the button here.
This shit is 2,006 years old. To analyze more shit, press the blue button.
Wow, this is amazing. Praise the Lord.
I'm right with you. This is really, really amazing.
Okay,
well, this is all the time we have, people, and we're gonna have to leave you with a little special wrap-up that you have to listen to carefully for this show.
Yes, you really have to listen. Your life will change in the next few minutes.
Jesus feces. The matter that will change your life. The matter of the Lord, defecated on the moment of crucifixion.
The matter served well in the last war in Iraq.
I'm Sergeant Gordon Plugman, and I'm reporting that we rubbed our guns in Jesus' feces before going to war. And look, I mean, we won the goddamn thing.
Jesus' feces. Only 4 easy daily payments of $9.99.99. That's right, simple daily payments of only $9.99.99. Listen to this man who's glad he has the Jesus feces.
Someone today gave me money so I would go away. That money, the action, I think it came from God.
Or this person.
I wear the feces as a necklace, and I can see how much evil there is in the world. Everyone looks frightened by the feces. They're frightened by the force of the Lord. Amen to the feces and thank you, God.
Call 1-800-THE-LORD and get your Jesus feces shipped to you, frozen, today.
Droppings may be combined with hot dog remains, monkey feces, rabbit feces, leftover beef flesh from a slaughterhouse, poodle hair, cough syrup, wood, lint, ashes, and feces from the crew of the show. If you miss a daily payment, the Lord will set your house on fire on the following day of a late payment.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Hemorrhoid Cream.
Hi, I'm Jack. When you sit down naked and leave a red donut trace in your chair, it's time to use my cream.
All right, sir. Milk and eggs. That's $7.85. What else will you have?
Okay, sir. I'm gonna buy some eggs, man. You wanna wait, man?
Can I have a?
I'm gonna buy some eggs.
Hang on, hang on. What?
Yes.
Up, man.
Yeah. Get me also a pack of cigarettes.
Which kind here? We got Marlboro, Cools, Demorier Players.
Lucky Strike.
Yo, man,
Lucky
you
Strike.
Got some
okay.
Green eggs here.
There you go.
Lucky Strikes.
Lucky Strike.
Yo,
yeah.
Man, look. I'll be $11.83.
Green eggs, man.
You got the Brown Thunder.
Eggs. Yeah, this guy got green eggs. Fuck. What is this?
Okay. No, they're green eggs. They're just green.
Alright.
Shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me all your money.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, it's $11.83 here, sir.
What's
give me all your money now.
We need
your
money. It's $11.83. You're
all the money.
No, you're. What, this is a hold up or something?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's a hold up. Put your hands in the air.
But where's your weapon?
Yeah.
Usually
supposed
to.
Yo.
Yeah. What?
It's in my pocket.
Yeah, but can I see it?
Where's the weapon?
Yo,
wait. Yeah, my friend
has
the weapon.
Fuck you, give me here. I got the weapon here. Fuck you. Yo, this is a big lighter.
It's a weapon lighter.
Light your ass up, man. Come on, man, give me the money.
Give me the money.
How about you just pay me the money for the
we got a bill.
Purchase and get out of here.
Our little house.
Before I call the police.
I don't think he's going to give us the money, man.
Yo, come on, give me the money or light this fucking lighter.
But,
can I
like,
the
that
cigarette?
Won't threaten anybody.
Take a cigarette, I light you up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yo, you don't want me to light you, man. You don't want me to lie to you.
You don't
want to
lie.
Listen, this is kind of pathetic. Yeah. I'm not going to give you the money.
Give me some chocolate now. And
threaten
give me, the
me
money.
For real, and maybe, you know, I'll.
Give me
feel.
Chocolate.
I want
I'm not even calling
cigarettes.
The cops.
Come on, man.
You
get a lighter here.
You want another pack of Lucky Strike? That'd be $13.83.
Here.
I'll take him.
Yo, light him up.
But are you going to take this shit or keep
come on,
saying
man,
that you're trying
fire,
to
man.
Do
light
a hold-up here?
Light him
give
up,
me your money, man.
I'm not giving you the money.
Give
that's
us the
not
money.
In the register.
You're give
not,
me us the money.
That's money, but you're not threatening me with no weapon here.
Yo, man, give us the money. I just burped
now.
What's the matter, man? He doesn't want to give us the money.
So, light him up. We have the light. I give you the light.
Take out a cigarette.
All right, there you go.
I'm gonna light you up.
All right, light me up, and then I light this up.
No, I wanna light him up.
Yo,
no,
come on,
are you? It's a no smoking establishment. Stop all this bullshit. It's a no smoking.
Shut up. We're trying to lit the smoke here.
No, you are not going.
This is very complicated.
It's very delicate.
You are trying to hold me up, and I could call the cops at any time right
that's
now.
That's because you gave me Marlboro.
Just wait a second. Okay,
I gave you Lucky Strike, like you asked.
Here, you got a smoke. You're gonna light it, and then we're gonna talk.
Okay, now let's go
talk
down to business.
Talk about what?
All right.
Why don't you give us the money?
I'm not going to give you any money.
Why is it complicated?
There's no holding up here. You're not holding anything up to me.
Each people we ask,
okay,
to give
I
us
have
the
a
money,
deal.
And you don't.
What's the deal?
You give me the money.
No!
That's a good
no.
deal.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. I never tried a deal like that, but that's the good
you're
deal.
You're not getting the money.
Because you're looking at the glass at half empty. Look at the glass
you're
at half full.
You're not threatening at all.
Come on,
okay,
Jack.
I have a better deal.
I'm going to call the police here.
Okay, one last deal.
I have called the police.
Okay, you know what? Give me the money.
Excuse me, what's going on here? Officer Bakeman here, what's going on? What's going on here?
Well, these guys are trying to fucking threaten me for a hold-up.
Are you guys trying to hold this man up for his money?
Stop talking. We're trying to explain ourselves.
What are you trying to explain here?
Look, there's money that belongs to me.
Yes, and me
these
too.
These guys are crazy, man.
Okay, what is going on here?
I nothing. You just tried
look,
to steal
it's very
our money.
Simple. Let me look. What? This is the deal, okay? Listen, this is the deal.
Okay, tell me the deal you have made with.
Okay, you give me the money.
That's not my money. This money I do not own. This man owns it, and it's his choice to give it to you or not.
Okay, that's okay. Right, man. You're not getting it.
You see, he's trying to hide our money, and
look,
we tried to get it back.
Man, these guys are crazy.
But the deal is,
they try to hold me up without a weapon.
Okay, calm down. Now, what's the deal?
The joint is the weapon.
You have a joint?
No, look.
I'm going to have to arrest you for possession of marijuana.
No, because...
No, you understand this, right?
No, we have to have the money.
I'm going to have to arrest you for...
Okay, you know what? Let's make a deal.
No, what's the deal?
Okay, you give me the money.
You're not going to get the money from me. It's this man's money. He runs the business.
I know.
Yeah, man, come on.
He gives the money. You give the money.
No, that makes you give me the money. They know you give me the money. What?
Okay, you know what? You're under arrest and you have the right to remain silent. And you have the right to an attorney and bullshit like that.
Oh, yeah, and you're listening to BDO Radio, and you just heard the second skit of show number 2, skit that's been reused from the very old playlist of bong.dhs.org, that's us, and we're now bdoradio.com. That skit is really one masterpiece, one of our best recent ones, and I felt I didn't want to leave it behind because one day we will leave behind the bong.dhs.org playlist and probably, like, put it in the background and offer it for download or something, some form, you know? But till then, you know, like, I want to keep those skits alive and going on BDO Radio because they're just good shit, you know? Anyways, if it wasn't me, I would be putting a whole lot of the old skits back on the air. Problem is, they're in low quality, and I can't adapt them to the new playlist, which I want to see being, like, strictly at 44 kHz, 16-bit quality audio, and nothing less. I mean, at this point, we got a better quality on the radio server and so forth, and, well, I want the new playlist that's being built to be, like, just top-quality material. Anyways... So that's it. And, well, the way BDO Radio has been going so far, with our experience doing live shows at really not random times, but more or less like last minute announced shows. Now, there are ways to catch our live shows at BDO Radio, especially if you're new, you have to listen to this, okay? The first way is by signing up to the mailing list. Me and my affiliations do our best when we start a live show to warn you in time by email about the live show. We have a system that just keeps up all the email addresses and so forth, and we warn about live shows. Now, this system is efficient, but not enough, to my opinion, as some people don't get the message in time, some people don't get the message at all because, like, a spam filter catches it, which it shouldn't. And, like, there's a bunch of reasons, but I can really, like, state them all. But, like, so it's not the most reliable option, so there is a second option. Second option is to get the BDO notifier. You can get yourself the BDO notifier by typing in your web browser bdoradio.com/notifier. N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R. That's bdoradio.com/notifier. N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R. Yeah, notify. The notifier is an application that basically notifies you on your desktop when we start a live show. At the moment where the show starts, you get the notification. This application contains no fucking spyware because I wrote it myself and I know what it's made of. It's really the simplest app. All it does is contact our web server to receive a 0 or a 1 to know if we're on live or not. 1 means yes, 0 means no. Okay? When it gets a 1, it notifies you with the full app and launches something that queries our web server again, but only to get the line of text to display in the link. That's all it does. So, a really, really clean app. The BDO notifier. Oh yeah. You know, slight hitting on the shows always helps. Anyways, especially after, like, I blabbered on about the notifier. Yeah. But for you new people, remember, that's a really important tool. And the mailing list, by the way, to you people who are reluctant to signing up, honestly, it's a great backup tool. Even if you're using the notifier, I do recommend being subscribed to the mailing list, because that's what we use to not only notify you about live shows, but about new stuff that's happening at BDO Radio. And, we don't abuse of the versatility of our system of sending messages to our fellow listeners. We do not pass on the email addresses. It's totally clean, so it's really a safe mailing list. For the mailing list, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com, enter the website, and on the menu to your left, click mailing list. Once you're in that website there, click mailing list on the menu to your left. And that's going to be a page with a form in which you can type in your email address and subscribe. And that's going to give you news about not only the shows, but BDO television and so forth. And, it's not an annoying list to be on, but you'll stay in touch. That's what's good, you know? And if this is what you want, well, do it right now. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. A topic I've been wanting to go on forever on the show is, I don't know if you people have ever done this, but gone over, car acronyms, you know, try to make up stupid shit with car names. Well, you know, I've been, looking for lists lately and trying to just, know quite a few, and I know so many now, it's just a fucking joke. Anyways, I have a list right now over here, but I'm gonna pull one out of my memory. Acura, Asia's curse upon rural America. Audi, another useless douche invention. That's just bad. BMW, Bavarian manure wagon. That one's good. That one I know. Actually, there's a lot that I know. I made one up. For instance, it would be Chrysler. Car has random or yearly stupid lousy engine rattles. Cadillac, crazy and demented idiots like large American cars. That one I didn't make up, by the way. And Chevrolet. Can hear every valve rattle on long extended trips. Chrysler. Can't have refund. You're stuck with Esdel's replacement. Company has recommended you start learning engine repair. I like that one. Dodge gets attacked a lot. We'd go with drips oil drops grease everywhere, or dad's old dead garage experiment, or dead on driveway gears everywhere, or don't overdrive gutless engine. That one I think is bullshit though, because Dodge engines are not gutless. If there's one thing, they're fucking sick engines. Yeah. Especially the 426 Hemi. Anyways, dead on day guarantee expires. Daily overhauls do get expensive. Esdel, every day something else leaks. Fiat, failed Italian automotive technology. Feeble Italian attempt at transportation. And obviously the very famous one, fix it again, Tony. Ford really has a lot of shit, fast only rolling downhill, fails on race day, found on road dead, funding our retirement daily, that would be from a mechanics perspective, we even got one backwards, driver returning on foot, you know, GMC, gay man's choice, got a mechanic coming, that one's just too easy, you know. Too easy to hit GMC because the product kind of sucks. Anyways, Honda had one, never did again. Hold on, another dickhead arriving. That one's funny. Yeah, here's a positive one for Honda because it's not that bad of a brand. Happy owners never drive anything else. But here's more bad ones, obviously, because I hate Honda. Hold on, not done accelerating. How odd, no darn acceleration. Hyundai, hope you understand nothing's drivable and inexpensive. Or hand your underwear anywhere inside. H-Y-underwear anywhere inside. Yeah, that one kind of sucked. Isuzu, it sucks unless zero used. Oh, that one's not bad. Yeah. Jaguar, junk always going under at repair shop. I love that one because it's true. Jeep, junk engineering executed poorly, or just enough engine power for those of you who like Jeep. Kia, I love these. Kick it again, keep it away, kill it anyway. And here's one really good one. Kills innocent Americans. Lotus, lots of trouble. User, you, blah. Let's start that from the top right there. Lots of, blah. Again, lots of trouble, usually serious. Mazda, okay, again, from the top. Here, come on, bud, man. Pull yourself together. Most always zipping around. Oh, sad. Most always zipping dangerously along. Made after zero design analysis. Oh, that's good. Mercedes, many expensive repairs can eventually discourage extra sales. yeah. Anyways, there's so many. Mitsubishi, motor is tough, sounds motor is tough, sounds unbelievably bad, intimidates slow Hondas incessantly. and Mopar, move over, professionals are racing. Nissan needs imminent salvage, so abandon now. I love that one. Oldsmobile, old ladies driving slowly, making others behind, infuriatingly late every day. Let's take that one from the top. Old ladies driving slowly, making others behind, infuriatingly late every day. And another one, old ladies drive slow, most off bridges into Lake Erie. Plymouth, please let your mother out under the hood. Pontiac, people on narcotics think it's a Cadillac. Plan on numerous trips in another car. Saab, send another automobile back. Swedish automobiles always break down. Start adding additional brake fluid. Sad attempt at beauty. Shaped ass backwards. Oh my god, does that one get blasted. Subaru, screwed up beyond all repair usually. Some urban bitches automobile. Randomly unreliable. Suzuki, space usually zero unless kids inside. Toyota, they overcharge you on their accessories. Take off your oversized tires, asshole. Triumph, this really is unreliable, man. Please help. Tried repairing it until my parts hurt. Volvo, very odd looking vehicular object. Very old lazy vehicle driver. Oh man, there are so many. VW, very weird, virtually worthless. Volkswagen, vehicle owners, losers knowingly suffering with all German engineered nonsense. Yeah, that one just works so well. Anyways, so that's gonna wrap up my talk segment, my second talk segment for show number two. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is going to be from Mudvayne, their latest album, Lost and Found. And the song is called Fall Into Sleep. Here we go. And right after that, there's going to be a skit. So stick around. Don't you go anywhere. Show ain't going to be over after the song. You know what I'm saying?
Falling, no more reanimating.
BDORadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
It's okay, you can light your cigarette in the bathroom. I didn't fart that much. Oops.
Welcome, this is Robert U. Rutherford, PhD. Today we're going to be talking about colonics and the effect it has on the body. Here's our first caller here.
Yeah, I'd like to know one thing. Wait, I want to start colonics, but what the fuck do I shove up my ass?
First of all, sir, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Barry, and I'm from Texas.
Right, right. And in Texas, in the researches you've made so far, what colonic ingredients have you, or prosthetics, or whatever equipment you found?
Well, I don't know, beer bottles, spray cans, anything that's got the shape to fit up your ass, basically. Am I doing it right?
Okay. Well, this is a very rudimentary form of colonic expression that we find. It's the first chapter of my book, Colonic for Idiots. I don't know if you've read it, but I truly suggest that you try it. Now, the colonic experience you want to try out, it's for, to implement what? Is it for your own benefit, or is it for your relationship?
I don't know, I just find shoving things up my ass is funny.
Interesting.
It's a party,
Well, listen, being from Texas, I suggest that, you know those fried chicken ads?
Yeah?
Well, listen, if you replace the chicken by a, an old piece of lumber, I mean, not too big, 3.5...
I can probably shove that up my ass!
Well, that's what I'm going to. I mean, if it's fried and you're from Texas, your body is probably used to it, and, you probably would enjoy the fried lumber up your ass. I mean, not to generalize, but I think you would enjoy it.
It would probably give me good dynamics. Thank you, man!
No, my pleasure.
Or should I say doctor?
Thank you very much.
Yes, hello, I come, me. Yeah, hello.
Hello?
My name is Kim.
Well, and where are you from, Kim?
I'm from Korea.
Oh, you're from Korea, okay.
Yeah, I have tight pussy.
Oh, that's very interesting, Kim.
But the thing is, my anus is more slack than my pussy.
Oh, you have more loose in your anus than your pussy?
Yes.
Okay, and does this bother you, or is this something you enjoy?
Well, most of the guy want to try it in the ass. I'm like, for sure, no problem, come again. And they stick it up hard, and I like it. But the thing is, my pussy, me, I want to know if it's possible to do colonics on my pussy.
You want to do a colon check on your pussy?
Yes.
Well, it has never been tried before, but it's a very interesting question. I appreciate the effort you put into this call.
Yes.
But I have one question to ask you.
Sometimes I piss from my ass.
Okay.
I shit from my pussy.
Well, that's very unusual, and to be honest with you, you're the first caller that I've ever heard come up with this this kind of situation. But
you're a professional.
Well,
give me answer.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to try to give you an answer. First of all, I would probably recommend you get checked by some kind of medicine professional in your area. Well, East people remedies have been shown to be very proficient in the ass techniques.
When I want to piss, I shit.
Yes, I understand that totally. What was your name, Kim? Again?
Yeah.
Okay. In the part of Korea where you're at, do you have access to broomsticks?
No, it's forbidden.
But what I suggest then is to take a bunch of
stiff dogs.
No,
dried stiff dogs.
Well, that's a good idea, but I would not suggest it. I mean, it's good. It's good that you think like that. Your brain is experiencing a lot of syndromes of early anus inflammation. But I would suggest you find a lot of you know those wooden sticks you used to eat.
I love to get fucked in the ass.
You enjoy that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's tighter.
All right, I understand that. Well, then I guess I would suggest you try to change the
I
rotation.
Love it.
I mean, instead of putting it in your ass, I'm gonna let you go. We're gonna take our next caller.
You were gonna take me.
Oh yes, sir.
Yes. I was taking your colonics treatment.
Yes.
And I ended up finding the only object I could use was a fishing rod. And it got stuck.
Okay.
So now my ass keeps catching things.
All right. So you took our colonic treatment, which is like 15 colonic in 30 days, right?
Yes.
But as an instrument...
I can't even doing it.
Instead of a hydrogen pump, you used a fishing rod, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's got their own home medicines towards this treatment, but if you think that is the treatment for you, I totally agree. And you know what? The body knows what it knows.
But the problem is now my ass catches things.
Oh, yeah.
And I gained 100 pounds because I can't take a shit anymore. What should I do, doctor?
Okay, well, you're part of our deep search research. We're going to have to send a crew to your house, and we're going to have to make sure they do a deep colon cleansing. I know this does not sound right.
That sounds painful.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, sir. I mean, you're going to be fully sedated when we put our search team into your anus, and we will subtract whatever instrument you have used for your colon cleansing.
Okay, because now, like, to the end of the fishing rod, a car, a boot, three fish, and some kid there that got stuck to the hook.
Do you mean that you've been fishing out of your ass?
Well, no, I've just been walking around and catching shit.
Okay, sir. You seem to have deep, very deep, actually, psychotropic ailments that that really need psychotherapic treatment.
I think I need treatment of getting this fishing rod out of my ass!
Do you feel pain right now?
Yes, I do!
Does that pain make you feel good?
No, it doesn't! I got a truck at the end of this rod!
Alright, sir. I think, first of all, you should not have put a fishing rod up your ass, but that's...
Damn it!
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was an equivalent!
Well, it's a rookie mistake, I guess. And plus, I guess you should have taken off the hook off the fishing rod, but you I mean, everybody makes mistakes, I guess.
Well, I wanted to go fishing, I told myself, you know?
Right, listen, I would ask you to subtract that fishing rod up your ass, but we will send a team to your house. I mean, where are you from, sir?
I'm from Minnesota.
Ah, okay, that figures. Well, look, we're gonna send a team to your house, and we will subtract that fishing ailment from your ass.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, look, this concludes our broadcast, and we will continue next week with our broadcast from Colon Cleansing called What's Up Your Ass. And good night, ladies and gents, and have a deep, deep sleep.